But it is time for the Weekend Warrior. If you're like me, each weekend turns into a bit of a blur as you try and cram as much as you can into 48 hours. And that's why we have Anthony Dockrell come in and let you know what you might have missed out on if you were, like me, getting severely sunburnt in a park.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Hey, interesting weekend. Lots of things happened. But a funny thing happened to me on the way here.
Oh, okay.
This morning I got on the bus, Opal card in hand, and I suddenly realised I had my shirt on inside out. And there was that moment where it was like, do I get off the bus and go home and change? No, I'll be late. I'll be late for the segment if I do that. So I got on the bus and sat at the back of the bus with my shirt inside out. But, you know, walking down Broadway, shirt inside out, I was thinking, it was actually kind of liberating. I was thinking, this is about as close to bungee jumping that I'm ever going to get. And I'm going to turn this into a TEDx talk.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I wore my shirt inside out. And so should you.
Ooh, lovely. Mm.
Hey, look, Vice President Mike Pence had an interesting weekend.
He certainly did.
As you may have heard, he went to a Broadway musical, Hamilton, and got booed by the audience. This, of course, caused an outrage. But, you know, what was Mike Pence expecting going to a Broadway musical? I mean, he's Donald Trump's vice president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've just won a very divisive election.
They have.
With a minority of votes.
Yes, they have.
I mean, him going to a Broadway musical, it's a bit like the Dalai Lama going to Summer Nats in Canberra. I mean, what was he expecting? Look, earlier this year, I was at the SCG watching the Swans play, and Malcolm Turnbull was at the game. And when the on-field announcer mentioned that the PM was watching the game, about a third of the crowd booed. And it wasn't major news for two reasons. One, all the news-limited journos were at sports bars watching the NRL. And it's called democracy. It's called democracy. Trump, of course, acted presidential.
Oh, yeah.
By jumping on Twitter and calling out how unfair it was that Mike Pence, you know, he's a good man. And also that the theatre was a safe and special space. You know you need to be careful when a property developer starts telling you what's a safe and special space. the boo outrage through to me. It just shows that interesting relationship that the far right have with the concept of freedom of speech. Because they're always going on about freedom of speech, aren't they?
They are.
But when you drill down into the freedom of speech, it turns into really what they're talking about is they want the right to be a tiny, smidgy, little, large bit racist. But, you know, if the speech is a bit harsh or cutting of their side, then they're not very happy about it. There was also a pro-Trump rally in Melbourne on the weekend.
Did you hear about this? There was. I did hear about this.
About 40 people turned up.
Yes.
Apparently the police outnumbered the people at the rally.
6-1, the police outnumbered them. 6-1.
Yes, that revolution's going to happen here soon, I think.
It's on its way, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look, big weekend for rugby league. Australia won the Four Nations.
We did indeed.
Yep. So it was a competition between Australia, New Zealand, England. And who was the fourth country?
Yeah, I can never remember.
I've already forgotten.
I have forgotten.
Does it even matter? You know. Now, Australia won the final. It was a close game, 26 points. I mean, just underlining how competitive international rugby league really is.
Oh, dear.
My question to you, Nick, because you like rugby league.
I do.
Really, should it be called Australia? Should that team be called Australia?
Why? Of course they should be. Why shouldn't they be?
Only New South Wales and Queensland even care about this game.
Yeah, but
shouldn't it just be called the State of Origin combined?
Look, you know, let's be honest. When we are talking about league in any way, shape or form, it's only the East that counts.
Maybe Trump will win here. And look, very sad news on the weekend with Sharon Jones passing away at the age of 60. I first heard Sharon Jones on this station about 14 years ago. And she has a very interesting story. Found fame late in life. I don't think she released her first album until she was 40.
Mm-hmm.
And in between times, worked in a prison and also I think worked as an armoured guard.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah. And like her label mate, Charles Bradley, you know, it's a great career, but it's one that's happened later in life. It's actually kind of inspiring, I think, for somebody who's on the wrong side of 40.
Yeah. Look, it's inspiring for me on the wrong side of 40 as well.